Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Tallis resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is, have you had enough of the white supremacists and the white privilege baloney? What party brutally originated these tactics and conduct? There's an age-old saying, the chickens have come home to roost. Right now, February 2019, the state of Virginia is in complete disorder, and the Democratic Party is scrambling for political cover. The three top Virginia Democratic lawmakers are in political trouble. The governor, Ralph Northam, the lieutenant governor, Justin Fairfax, the attorney general, Mark Herring. Governor Ralph Northam initially apologized for his medical yearbook photo page, displaying two unrecognizable people, one in blackface and one in KKK white hooded uniform. However, the very next day, he retracted his statement, alleging he was not one of the two people in question, that he never saw the page, and he would not resign. But he then did admit he had participated in a blackface Michael Jackson show. According to his school's yearbook policy, every student must approve their yearbook page before the pages are printed. Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax has been accused by two women of sexual harassment. One states that he raped her. He denies the allegations. Attorney General Mark Herring also admitted to wearing blackface. At present, none will resign. I guess that some politicians just don't feel shame. If they all resigned, the next in line for governor is a Republican. Democratic Party is a party of lies. Who is the founder of the Democratic Party? Andrew Jackson. He was a great president of the United States. However, he favored slavery, had many slaves, and opposed anyone who was anti-slavery. The Democratic Party celebrates Andrew Jackson with a founder's dinner every year. Yet, most Americans don't know that, and the Democratic Party is complicit. Who established the Ku Klux Klan? Well, you guessed it. The Democratic Party. What about white supremacists and white privilege baloney? Which party is fomenting that agenda? Well, firstly, let's talk about the black Civil War hero Robert Smalls. He was a loyal Republican of South Carolina who fought for the Negro against white Democrats who engaged in racial terrorism. In 1867, the Military Reconstruction Act, passed by a Republican Congress, required that Confederate states adopt constitutions recognizing black citizenship, including rights to vote and sit on juries. The Ku Klux Klan Act, passed by Congress, was signed into law April 1871 by President Ulysses S. Grant, protecting blacks with federal marshals at the polls. Southern Democrats wanted to get pro-black leaders out of the way. If they could not scare them, they would kill them. In 1878, white supremacist Democrats retook control of the government, continuing that party's anti-black suppression. Learn your history. The true racists are those who camouflage these democratic secrets and instigate false hate. The chickens have come home to roost. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.